This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Tuesday. Got three more days till Friday. Trying to make it back home by Monday.
Three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me. Oh, that's all I want.
So close. Oh, so close.
Somebody would tell me that's all I want.
My personal struggles, you know, I should probably keep them off the air, but
I'm even starting to get frustrated with you. Come on, Sarah.
You sing,
get with
I know.
The program.
Why is it so
write
hard
it
for me?
Down and read
I did.
It.
I did. I practiced it like 20 times this morning. I was like, I'm gonna nail this today. But I don't wanna have to look at it every single time. It's ridiculous. Hey everyone, it's May. And it's sunny out. It's beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. Ooh, can't wait.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we're taping the Johnny Pod today, so that'll be fun. Right. Hear what he's been up to.
It's going to be bright, sunshiny day.
So good. Good feeling. This Look at the Trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find all the video. If we talk about it on the air, we're always like, let's throw that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Then people have easy access. So bookmark it. There you go. Give us a couple likes. And you'll find all the videos and stories. And you might even catch a live happy hour show. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Today we posted, what's his name?
You're asking me?
The dog's name.
Connor.
Yeah, Connor's on the Facebook page right now. You're going to take a look at the...
Connor needs to be adopted.
Lily's legacy is a senior dog farm in Petaluma that takes in these dogs and takes care of them until someone permanent homes them. What do they call it? Forever homes them. And I follow them on Instagram, and they're awesome, and they do great work. And maybe you want to go save Connor. He's a cutie.
Look at Connor. He's a German short-haired pointer. He actually looks like a dachshund in the cover photo that they've got. It's just his face, though, you know. And then they show his whole body. He's a 10-year-old. He's 10.
I just want to kiss that guy all over his nose.
How is a 10-year-old not with his family? It's terrible.
I don't know what happened to him.
All right, so we this week have tickets for the Hella Mega Tour. Very exciting. Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy. August 27th is our date at Oracle, and at 9 o'clock, we'll give you the keyword, and you text it into the special contest number. That's the way things work these days. And there's a new song from Green Day today.
All right.
I know, very exciting. It's they call it an uplifting new song. They don't call it. Green Day doesn't, but whoever wrote this, New Musical Express has an article on it. It's called Pollyanna. Let's have a listen to the new Green Day song. Sounds good. How are the levels on that, Nikki? Mr. Compression over here is trying to figure everything out.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Great. I was just testing it.
Great.
Pollyanna. Went hot for a minute.
Yeah, it felt a little
was it hot for you, Nikki?
Yeah, it was hot for like a hot second.
Cool. For a hot second, right.
Hot second.
That's hot. Anyway, he, by that I mean Billy Joe, is saying, better days are up the road. To celebrate, we just dropped a brand new song. Go listen to Pollyanna, out everywhere now. Can't wait for Hella Mega Tour. I bet they can't. There have to be so many artists just itching to get back out on the road. This is what we do.
Yep. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I mean, look, I don't want to say musicians. Most artists in general are slightly stunted growth. Can you imagine them being home for a whole year and feeling like, I don't do this
home thing ever. Leave. I can't go. And I
need to be out there.
Garbage. Yeah. I'm doing the daily tour of garbage duty. Okay, so there you have it. It's a new Green Day song, Pollyanna, and we'll be giving away their tickets in way less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hella Mega. It's an actual tour you can go to. So exciting. I reported yesterday that Nick Jonas had been hurt on the set of something.
What happened to Nick?
Well, he didn't go into great detail, but he had a bike accident. And he says he cracked a rib. He was on The Voice last night, so he was there, and I don't know, probably his ribs were wrapped. I don't know that he showed that or anything, but he explained, because everyone was like, oh my God, are you okay, Nick? Oh my God, don't hurt Nick. It's Nick Jonas. Oh. And so he's got a cracked rib.
That hurts. I've hurt my ribs before, too. It hurts bad, and it takes a while to heal, too.
Right, and anytime you talk, laugh, sneeze, breathe, move.
All
you're reminded
the things, yes.
That you are hurt. He says, last night, Carson Daly, the host of The Voice, said, how you feeling, buddy? And Nick Jonas said, I'm okay. I've been better, but I'm doing all right. I wanted to go ahead and say this in case I'm not as physically enthusiastic as I usually am. He's got to hold, you got to hold still. And he says, Blake Shelton, please don't make me laugh too much because it hurts to laugh.
Oh, Blake.
So there you go. He'll be fine. That Blake. He's always cracking everybody up.
Right.
Blake is fun.
He is funny.
All right. It's time to play a game.
Oh, boy.
Boy, we're full of games today.
All right.
So far, you're...
What can I win here?
You're 0 for 2.
What can I win here? Let's make it something good.
Well, what do you want?
Your pants.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
If you win this game, So what do? I just take my pants off and just show them to you, and I'll be sitting here in my underwear?
Yep.
For how long? To the end of the break?
Well.
Yeah, till the end of the break.
All
I'm
right.
I'm not going to sit here naked all morning. Come on.
Well, you won't be naked. You wear
this. You know what's annoying
about it? You
have
chonies on, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
So the annoying thing about this is I actually think you're going to get this one right.
Okay, good.
All right.
Come on, Vin. Remember I was telling you last week there were 6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Did they sell for $4,100? Or did they sell for $14,100? Or did they sell for $44,100?
These are random strands of Kurt Cobain's hair.
6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair. They hit the auction block, and they sold officially over the weekend. They came from a haircut that Kurt got in England in 1989 when they were touring in support of their Bleach album. Did they sell for $4,100, $14,100, or $44,100? 6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair.
I'm going to go A, Bob, A.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is B. $14,145 is the final price. You're so close.
Someone paid $14,000 for... Okay, well, that's... embarrassing.
It's over $2,000 a strand. Well, people want what they want, Vinny.
Yeah, but if you get an old guitar, you can put that on display. If you get an old whatever, their outfit that they're known for, the iconic jacket, you can put that on a wall. 6 individual strands of hair sold for $14,000, and what exactly will you do with that? Besides lose them on a windy day.
Mount them on a white background on, I don't know, some kind of some kind of white fabric and then have a matting and then hang a frame and then hang a magnifying glass off the bottom of the frame so that anybody who comes by, people can
look
at it.
The hair. Okay.
I don't know how long these strands are. Like, was he just getting a trim? Did he get a full, you know, get a bunch of big chunks cut out? Like, long, are they 6 inches or half an inch? It doesn't matter. Somebody paid $14,145 for them. Well, and the pants stay on.
I really wanted your pants. I feel terrible for the Bay Area. I'm sorry I let you down, everyone.
It wasn't like anyone was going to see anything.
Bum.
Just the whole idea of it, huh?
I guess.
Yeah.
You'd be so disappointed.
I am. But, I'm so disappointed. You're right.
You would have been even
so
more,
incredibly
you'd be even
disappointed.
More disappointed.
No, I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm bummed.
Yeah.
You let me down, Vin.
I'm going to shut my
hand
in the
door. Oh, Vin, you let everyone
do
down.
I got to do something to punish myself. All right. Go on.
Pride Month is in June.
Yes, it is.
Lil Nas X took to Twitter to say he wants to do something special for it. He doesn't seem to know the name of it, though. He says... He says, I want to do something special for Homosexual Month in a few weeks.
Yeah, he just came out. He's brand new.
He's looking for people to give him suggestions, I guess. Most people are just like, can you just call it Pride? Does it have to be Homosexual Month? It's not really just about the homosexuals.
Good point. Yeah. I think Harvey Milk Day is this week. I'm not sure if it's, I think it's Saturday. But the sort of celebration kind of kicks off this month with Harvey Milk Day. And then we head right into June, which is a whole month of dedicated Pride festivities.
Right.
It is this Saturday. You're right, Vin.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Harvey Milk Day is this Saturday, everyone.
Is it an anniversary of the day he was shot, or is it?
I believe so, yes.
Or is it more like that it's close to June?
Yeah, I think it is the anniversary of assassination. In 78.
Sammy Hagar's in the news today.
Your boy.
Yep. He and the guy from Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you put the video up for Vin and tell, is this Chad Kroeger? Like, we can't find pictures where he looks like this. These are Sammy Hagar and Chad Kroeger join a whole bunch of Afghan children who are all playing guitars on Fly Like an Eagle.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle. They're doing a cover of it. So it looks like Chad Kroeger is there.
I was on it.
So the girls have dedicated the
recording.
They're
doing Steve Miller's
Fly Like an Eagle.
Because Sammy has an eagle song, too.
Yeah, no, it's not it's not that one. It's I Wanna Fly Like an Eagle.
Okay, all right.
Free. So it's a group of Afghan child musicians. They go by the names Miraculous Love Kids and Girl with a Guitar, and they've recorded this cover with Sammy Hagar and Chad Kroeger. The video shows the girls.
That was him right there.
That was Chad Kroeger?
Yeah.
Hold on. That's him. Is that, you're saying that?
No. That's not him. They just flashed his face onto the camera before that.
Let's see that.
Oh, they did?
Okay, so this is just a random dude playing with them.
Yeah.
Is this okay. Because we could not figure it out.
Well, where is he? I can't.
Hold on. They flashed his face. He's got sunglasses on in the picture that I just saw.
Go away, all the way back to the beginning.
All the way.
Sorry, I saw him and went, oh, that's the guy right there.
This is the only guy I've seen in this video. The guy with the long hair.
Well, that's not him for sure.
Yeah, we thought, boy. Oh, that's Sammy. That's Sammy.
No, that wasn't the one I saw. But okay, that is Sammy. You're right.
Okay, let's listen to a little of this. A whole bunch of little girls playing guitar.
Chad's on the drums. Like an eagle,
until I'm free.
How cute.
It's really...
Do you see... Yeah, I don't see anybody else except for Sammy.
I know. I see, they flashed to Sammy's band. I definitely recognize some of the guys from the Circle. Mm-hmm. Or Chickenfoot or whatever it is. That guy they keep featuring, though, sitting with the Afghan children. I'm guessing
that's their teacher.
Yeah, it has to be, right? Because I don't see who that is.
That's not. Maybe I mistook what I'm seeing now as with Sammy as what I thought was Chad. But anyway, what I've seen of Sammy, look, Sammy, I don't know how old he is exactly, but he's a dude who held his age forever until like yesterday. And now I've seen pictures of him recently and gone, whoa, it finally caught him.
Yeah. Well, I think he looks really good in this video, actually.
I don't think he
looks
bad. I'm just saying he looked 20 years younger
Agreed.
Than his age for a long time.
He was fully pulling off 55.
And now he's sort of it's catching up with him.
Right. Anyway, they've dedicated this to the memory of the nearly 100 Afghan girls who died in a bomb attack on a school in Kabul earlier this month.
Oh,
the girls, Kiefer Sutherland, and more. I think the guy in this, his name might be Lanny Cordola. He's an American musician who spent the last 11 years in the Middle East teaching guitar and organizing the nonprofit Miraculous Love Kids. So that's got to be that guy. They are all going to be on Good Morning America 3 today at 1:00 Eastern time to discuss the song and their mission. But it's just a really beautiful rendition. I love to see kids with musical instruments. I really think that giving a young kid, the gift of music is just, it's about the best lifelong gift you can give to somebody. And
whether they take that and perform or just sit in their room and have something productive to do for themselves that isn't television.
Right. And your house gets filled with music. Mm-hmm. Like even when my kid would sit and practice the same song over and over on the piano, it fills the house up. It's so nice. Anyway, there you go. Sammy Hagar wanted to join in on that. So that's happening. 21 Pilots have a new record coming out on Friday, and it's called Scaled and Icy. And to celebrate, they are launching their own burrito.
What?
And quite frankly, it's nothing special. It's a cross promotion with Chipotle. I don't
know. Oh, all right.
They put out
Chipotle's
a video.
Chipotle's not bad.
No, I like Chipotle. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Josh Dunn hops behind the counter, makes a burrito for his bandmate, Tyler Joseph. And you can order the official 21 Pilots burrito through Chipotle's website or their mobile app. It's very straightforward. It's chicken, white rice, tomato salsa, roasted chili corn salsa, cheese, romaine lettuce, and queso blanco. So, no beans.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Sounds right? It sounds delicious.
Sounds very good.
And for fans of 21 Pilots, there's something for you. Will Smith has put out a challenge. You know, he showed his dad bod and he said, basically, check me 12 weeks from now. He says it'll be 12 weeks from now and I'm going to be back, baby. He has I'm not sure exactly what they're calling this, like Will's workout something. There it is. Big Willie challenge.
Oh. Big Willie challenge.
That's hilarious. Of course, that's what it's called. Dr. Dre's taking him up on it. Dr. Dre just had an aneurysm.
Oh, boy.
You remember that last month?
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure if aneurysms are there for everyone because he looks like he's in pretty GD great shape right now. I'm looking at a picture of him, and he has a full six-pack. I mean,
Dr. Dre does?
Dr. Dre, do you have that photo? I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's on Dr. Dre's Instagram.
Oh, Dre's Instagram. Okay.
And he is
He was a footballer when he was young, but I've always seen him to be a bigger, thicker dude. I'm surprised he's look at him go.
He says, "This is my COVID body. I'm about to start getting my ass together, going in with Will Smith. Let's go." He already looks amazing. Super trim. If you zoom in on his abs there, it doesn't really do it justice through the zoom that we're all looking at. But if you go to
Dr. Dre, subtitle on that post is, "I'm divorced, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out over
and
here.
I survived my aneurysm.
Right.
So we're all good." That coma
that
I was in a couple weeks
body.
Ago. No.
Dr.
I know. It's
Dre.
Not a COVID body. Unless you COVID it out in a gym.
Right.
Yeah, he looks absolutely great. I think he just wanted to, I think you're right. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
I'm available.
Check me out over here.
Right. And I think that's all. I'm looking at these other stories, a lot to break into. So I'm going to end it there. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Among other things, Lamborghinis are in the news.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.